So there's a lot of wild speculation going around. That was manager Stephen Vogt before the game yesterday, a game that ended up imploding on them. They started late because of threatened weather. That's been the story of the summer. And Day ended up going right to hell. Maybe the worst day of his as a manager in professional baseball. I know he's only been a manager for a year and a half, but this is as bad as it gets. Listen, I'm not going to be naive. I know that you kind of, you didn't dump on it, but you're like, ah, you know, my buddies ain't making that big of a deal about it. They're joking about it. I just don't think that they're true Guardians fans. I think a guy like Owen is more of a the representation of the guys that go and stand there and are pretty upset by this whole thing, because I think a general fan who does, who might not gamble on regular season baseball of all things, feels cheated. I think they feel cheated right now, and they want answers, and they can't get answers. And so when they don't get answers, and there could be plausible explanations for this that are quite ugly, by the way, there could be plausible explanations to this, but until there are, these people are going to be very upset about this. Because if you don't have answers about it, the only thing you can do is speculate, and you speculate usually to the worst possible things.
Yeah, I mean, you should absolutely feel cheated if it comes out that there were a bunch of things going on, and you could prove that, you know, last year during the ALCS run, you had a closer that was sabotaging games. Obviously, so far, the only thing we know is that there were two pitches for, you know, the other guy that wasn't even here last year, right? That's all that we know. We don't know anything about Class A. People are showing his first pitches as some definitive proof that he was
one against
very,
the Royals.
Was very, very wild. Well, I saw a whole montage.
I only saw the one. There were like 20 first pitches.
There's 22 that could be considered bad, and 11 of them were pretty blatantly into the ground.
Yes. Yes. So I end up watching the catcher more than I watch.
You say, you tell me to wait. August 31st is what Antonetti said yesterday. My season's already screwed.
Yeah.
My season's screwed now. Bingo. The plans that I had for how to spend the rest of my summer, the nights where we were rescheduling football practices to go down to the ballpark, those are all screwed now because one guy, whether it was him or not for sure, it feels like he was selfish about himself and going to get more money than he's already making, made it about himself and not about what I thought it was about, everybody else in the ballpark whenever they go out to the game.
This is what this is going to turn into here. Because you ain't going to get an answer, so all you're going to get is angry.
Correct.
This is going to turn me into Art Bell real quick. Okay? I'm going to George Noryland here pretty quick here. Is I'm getting a lot of people, and I think they're totally justified. Well, what about Shohei Ohtani? What about Shohei Ohtani? What about Shohei Ohtani? Because I don't want to make the mistake of being naive and acting like I'm still a child here and not understanding that grown men make bad decisions. But also, I know that professional sports have only been in business with legalized gambling for a handful of years now, if that. I mean, in real sincerity, a handful of years. Mm-hmm. So I can't act like I'm naive and say that this probably has been going on certainly since Pete Rose and before. We just haven't heard about it because if they're not business partners, there's no reason for the rigorous checking. Now there's rigorous checking that goes on to this. But, and this is where conspiracy comes into this is here as well, is that I think a fan is totally justified when they bring up Ohtani in this, which I know is a different situation, I'm sure, but when they bring up Ohtani and let's go, wait a minute, Emmanuel Clase is a closer for the Guardians. Luis Ortiz is a starting pitcher, a young, relatively unknown starting pitcher for the Guardians. You have Shohei Ohtani, who's arguably the face of Major League Baseball and one of the faces of professional sports. So if we're all in business with each other here, the Ohtani thing somehow magically goes away. You find a fall guy for all this, allegedly, and then all of a sudden I'm losing my guys over the next month for who knows what they did, because you can't give me any more information. You can't give me any more updates about this. This is something we will shout about today, and we probably won't know much more about it until the end of next month. If it stays this way, if we find out nobody else is involved, and what their statement is true. If it stays this way, we probably won't find out anything for over the next month. So now you're just going to sit there and wonder instead of being given answers. And when they continue to lose, especially if they start to trade away guys. Like if they trade away Steven Kwan, holy but Jesus, people are going to be upset about this. So you've only just begun. So the gamblers out there, yeah, the gamblers out there laugh. They laugh. They but don't care. But the hardcore fans really upset this
morning. But
the
reason I bring that up is because gamblers don't seem to be dissuaded from gambling.
No.
Even when this gets caught. In
but
fact,
I don't gamblers care about gambling anything. Anthony,
well,
I
sure,
care about the Cleveland
sure,
Guardians.
But, you know,
I care about my summer.
I agree with Owen.
I get that.
I agree with Owen.
But Owen's also the only one who really thought they were going anywhere. Most Guardians fans didn't really think.
Well, I'm
really
the only
think,
one on this show or maybe on this station that thought they were going anywhere.
You were looking at the schedule. You were looking at
about them, Anthony.
You were getting, you had a nice 3 weeks stretch of baseball, and you thought that that was going to be evidence that they could turn things around. I don't think most Guardians fans really thought that was happening.
How far? But how far? I know you wanted your season to count for something
there,
right, but how
there?
Far?
what does happen?
No, he's upset.
I don't know if I'm more disappointed in the Guardians today or I'm disappointed in you. Woo! It's supposed to be my sports talker in town.
Okay.
And you're telling me that the season didn't matter now.
Okay.
No, I mean, I just I watched them play. I saw
the
record.
I had a week of Daryl Ryder telling me my season didn't matter last week, and now I've got a week of telling me it didn't matter. But
yeah, that just seems to be.
I didn't know that.
I think, Owen, you got a little excited over a couple weeks, and you started to plan out, you know, your fall, and you wanted an October to remember when I think most logical people didn't think this team
that's
was really going
I'm
anywhere.
A fan but of a team
but just playing
it out.
Hold on, though.
That's awesome. Awesome that you felt that way.
Let me
you
say
got
this.
Swept up in a nice little run.
I agree with you, Owen, because it doesn't.
Yeah, but you don't agree with them because you didn't think they were going anywhere.
But it doesn't justify getting in trouble for gambling, now does it?
Nobody
that
said
totally
it.
Doesn't justify getting in trouble for gambling.
I don't know who are you screaming at. Nobody thought.
Because you're not making a big deal about this. And it's a pretty big deal.
Nobody thinks a bad team should be allowed to gamble. What the hell
nobody
are you talking
thinks
about?
That, but you're kind of poo-pooing and going, they weren't going anywhere anyway. Yeah. My buddies were texting me and laughing about it. That's the point of it. I don't mean to be yelling at 6:33, but I don't think you get the entire scope of things.
I don't know.
I think you're in a bubble right now.
What don't I understand? They're a bad team, and now they got to a mediocre team, and now they got two guys that could be caught up in something that could be really bad. We don't know. Like I said, all we know is that baseball said there were two pitches that might have had some irregularities, and now we got a closer that was already, you know, had a terrible, terrible postseason last year. That's all we know. But I guess I don't understand.
I
don't understand. Owen just gets caught up in, hey, they won a game, they might win the World Series now. I never really thought that was happening.
They're going to win the World Series.
And Ken,
dumb.
And
that's a stupid thing to
and
say.
And Ken's just
if you want to
screaming.
Take personal shots, then we'll get into
it's
personal shots.
It's not a personal
shot.
I like personal shots.
It is.
I love
I would like you to
I love that Owen
shots,
gets delusional
personally.
About a team that was probably going nowhere.
Continue saying that stuff.
Well, I think most people agreed
shots.
With me.
We're within 10 feet of each other.
I do believe most people agree with me than you. Like, did anybody really think this team was going to be making a run?
And I think you guys are all losers for not caring about the team.
But when you say that, it almost makes it like you just felt like, hey, yeah, go ahead, throw the first pitch into the dirt. Like, it doesn't justify that.
Well, I have
you
no
make
control.
It sound that way.
Yeah, but Ken, I have no control. You have no control. Owen has no control over whether you've got rogue actors that are going to be doing, you know, throwaway
we
first
don't.
Pitch prop bets
we
to
don't.
Try to make some extra cash on the side.
Have, but,
or who knows what's going on back in the Dominican. Because, you know, you got a couple Dominican players here, and now people are jumping to conclusions about what could be happening back home and why these guys might be more susceptible than American-born players. That's all part of the deal, but we don't know anything because baseball's not telling
us.
Well,
that is the creepy, sick possible justification of this that I mean, good God, you don't want to necessarily go down that route right now, but it would probably be the best-case scenario in all this, as sick as it is, because we can toy around with that later. Back to the nature at hand. Think about their timeline. You go from ALCS last year, no moves. In fact, you subtract from the team. You have Tyler Freeman, of all people, who was the hero last night, who's batting 300. Now, I didn't see him batting 300 this year, and I don't think even the most ardent Tyler Freeman, I don't even know if his own family saw him batting 300 this year, for crying out loud. But
can
still,
we say we won the Naylor trade now?
He got traded
so fast?
You got Josh Naylor traded, but then again, you still have his brother who had a 3-run home run and a loss last night, so even that doesn't make it count. You have this, not dismantling, but you subtract from the team. You're floating, if at best. Your young pitchers are not of the ilk you thought they were going to be. I mean, you have no power whatsoever. You have no run manufacturing whatsoever. It's almost if you put up anything more than a one in a column, you make it, it's almost like you did it by accident. The other team had to boot around the ball. I mean, this season has been frustrating from the moment the ALCS ended until right now. This is a culmination of it all. It's not just this. If they were in first place, we'd be freaking out going, oh my God, this could really hurt them. It's not. It's just the latest. I mean, this is Brownsian here, man. This is for a organization that is responsible, for an organization that's going, you know, they do things the right way. This is greasy stuff.
You can't blame the organization for this, though, right?
But it's still a representation of the organization. They play for him. They answer him. I'm not blaming Paul Dolan or Stephen Vogt personally.
So what, are you going to ask Antonetti, why didn't you know this was going on?
No, I'm not asking that. But you're going to tell me that a general fan ain't sitting there thinking less of the Guardians today. You're being naive. You're lying to yourself. That's what I'm saying. That's the real world of professional sports fandom.
I mean, unless this, you want to talk about a real scandal, if the organization actually did know and they were a part of this, which of course I don't think is the case at all.
Of course.
I do think it is pretty silly to be going after Vogt and the organization today. But is anybody doing that? Like, I don't put a lot of credence or credibility behind it.
I'd love to ask the organization why they don't employ somebody to keep this from happening, or somebody that can at least keep a watchful eye over things like this happening, but they can't even employ an outfielder that'll hit over 200.
And I think that is the problem. You are trying to think logically, but I don't think you know how the general fan feels. And for the general fan, this is another log on a very ugly fire. That's how I feel about it. You want the last word on this issue?
No, okay. No.
I mean, you can have it.
I saw people going after Vogt and the organization yesterday over this, and I'm like, listen.
Then you have to understand how big of a deal it is.
They can't possibly think that Antonetti, Chernoff directed some sort, like, get you guys are like lost in conspiracy world online because you're eternally online 24/7.
They don't have any information.
That's pretty clear that these guys, they wouldn't put their entire storied careers at risk over that.
But that's the entire point of it, is they're angry about things that happened before, and now this is just the latest in it. And so they tend to blame. I'm sure there's no love lost or any different blame on anything there. It's just added on to it. And the worst part about it is that they have no information, and they're not going to have any information because this will go quiet after today. And so if they don't have any new information, they're just going to get angry about it.